Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were Uganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is life good? Is God good?
Yes,
Jesus is reigning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You can greet all your brethren just as always and wish them the best which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. If there is something pressing them, pray for them a quick prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord
for
the good time is added us again and He prepares us in seasons like this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we know right now He puts oil in the lamp. Those are our spirits. Then we shall go light into nations and they see the glory of the Father.
Putting
us the oil of spirit of wisdom just as His word is, the spirit of understanding, and the oil is flowing just as His word is. Put in the spirit of counsel, the counsel of God, the spirit of season and time, of all the measurements, and lamp lightens to the world, the spirit of power, that which is in the world, and the lamp is shining, that is power of God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you see the spirit of knowledge,
it
brings the light of knowledge,
it
lightens in darkness, and the lamp is shining, the spirit of fear of God.
And
move on to hate evil and to help the many to come from evil. And we begin to disqualify all which is concerning sin.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
nations will glorify the Holy God and them to become holy just as He too is holy. In the spirit of the Father,
move on to
lead us as children of God, glorify the Father and the Son. Even today we want to move on without any more waiting. We move on to seeing the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era
of AD,
as it was on Israel in the BC, as they were marked in the Bible, in the history, even in the prophecies, those released in the era of AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we know of it well. It's the call of God on the nation of Uganda that has been promising all other nations. God's worldwide promised call on the nation of Uganda. It's the last work of God, the final work on the planet Earth,
and
places in Uganda, part of Africa. And we know it's the revival, the greatest and the last on the planet Earth, that God has been promising all nations under the head and the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC, and they were marked in the Bible, in the history, even in prophecies released in the AD. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. We know that we have three words to be explained of: the call, the call of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. After that, we shall head on get explained of the covenant of God with the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was Israel in the BC. And after we finish that, we shall see the glory of God on the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel in the BC. But we know of it well. We began to see the call of God on the nation of Uganda As it was marked in the Bible, in the history, even prophecies released in the AD, from Uganda and outside Uganda.
So, after
seeing the scholar which was marked in the Bible,
we
saw how it was marked in the history, we still moving on to see it. The way it was marked through the prophecies which were released in the AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we singled out two examples of the visions.
Where
there is the Australian vision on the nation of Uganda, which was written in the 1992 in the New Vision newspaper. It was on the Saturday, the 14th, in the November, through the prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein. And we shall finish that vision
and
we head on to see the vision of Apostle John Mulinde, prophecy on the nation of Uganda, in the book entitled Nation in the Crossroads.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we still wind up, the vision came from Australia unto Uganda, which was written in the New Vision newspaper in 1992. On the Saturday, in the 14th, it was the November, through the prophet Wilhelm Watzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that vision, we singled out four issues. Those the major ones. Those we move on up to now to get explained of. First reason we got explained well of it, when God showed them this nation is a blessed country. God has put his best in the nation of Uganda to do his final work on the planet Earth. And we saw that blessing which we have, that split much in Matthew 13, 9-17. Blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And the blessing of entering the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God,
that's
spoken in the Matthew 5. Even the blessings of our works in the village and the city, spoken in Deuteronomy 28. And we become a blessing in the midst of the world. In those words, God
bases
in this nation reveal all secrets, nothing which was hidden which will not be revealed, as he promised in the Luke 8 from verse 14 to 18. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we head to the second reason, where they indicated man to head this work. God passed through prophets from the Australian to come in the Uganda. Our second issue, where they told us why that man is to be like prophet Elijah, and to be like prophet Moses, and to be like King David. What explained of the prophet Elijah?
We
knew that he grew outside the church system which existed then.
First Kings 17.
Even that man is meant to be like that, and he grew out
that,
he grew out the church system which is, but was trained by God. Second reason why is to be like prophet Elijah, to fight the prophets of Baal, and to take away the having two opinions on who is serving God and who is not serving him. Now we saw in 1 Kings 18, the third reason we saw it, we saw where the man is to be like prophet Elijah, and he comes as John the Baptist to proclaim the coming of Jesus Christ.
On
other time, prophet Elijah appeared as John the Baptist. As we heard in Matthew 17, from verses 1
and
5, even the Matthew
3,
from verses 1 to
10,
Prophet Elijah came as John the Baptist
to
prepare the way of the Lord to be birthed on the world. Even that man
is
going to prepare the way of the Lord.
It
comes back the second time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Jesus Elijah, we briefly knew of them like that. We don't see the reason why it's to be like Prophet Moses. And we are still right there.
The
first reason why it's to be like Prophet Moses,
we discovered
according to Exodus 2 that it was meant to grow near the river Nile. Just as Moses was,
it was
meant to have grown outside the church system, both the Israelites and the church which existed then.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Maybe even the other that we saw, he was meant to fight for his brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. To get them from Egypt
and
he grew outside the system of the Israelites or the church, and he was a shepherd just as Prophet Moses was. And the other reason,
it's
meant to have been visited by God and was taught by God. All these issues we saw them.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And we moved on to so another reason. It was meant to have been visited by God. And he saw things of heaven. Commanded to make their images. To bring them on this world.
The
reason we just ended up with. The sixth reason. That we ended with. That man to be like Prophet Moses. Just as Moses led Israelites from Egypt to going to Canaan, land from with milk and honey,
that
man is meant to head the children of God in the journey of heaven, right from this world to go back to the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's the sixth reason that we ended as we heard. New in that reason, there are three other major things. The first, as Prophet Moses,
it
came as the Book of Remembrance, spoken in the Malachi 3:16, to remind the Israelites that Egypt wasn't their home country, but they have a promised land, which was promised to their forefathers,
Abraham,
Isaac, and Jacob. As Genesis 15:18 and 20.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even to lead them, to take them from the land of Egypt, to take them to the promised land.
Man
to be like Prophet Moses. And our second reason,
man
to bring Book of Remembrance to all nations, that our home is in heaven. As Philippians 3 verse 20 says, and we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing, and we came from heaven, and to proclaim, Pharaoh set free the children of God, Satan,
to say,
children of God, go back to heaven in their home country.
Start
to see our third reason, the Book of Remembrance
unto
the children of Israel.
We don't have
coming back to be saved,
no,
and the serving of God.
Yes,
that's the reason we head on
to
our sixth reason. After we head on to the seventh,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much.
Yeah.
And we want to be knowing that just in the other seasons, how Moses brought the Book of Remembrance unto children of Israel, Egypt wasn't their homeland, but the land of Canaan, even to lead them,
he
commanded Pharaoh set free children of God to go in the land of Canaan.
But
third reason in this thing, to show Israelites time and season, to bring them book of remembrance, to come from nations they scattered from, as they took salvation,
and they
go back to their homeland, Israel. That point troubled you last time. Bring book of remembrance to Israelites in the flesh, who scattered the entire world. But this is the season and time that to be saved, believe Jesus, and to go back to their land to serve God just as they serve them in BC.
Take
Israelites the book of remembrance. Praise Jesus. From all the land they scattered from, that is the time to be saved, to go back to their homeland in the flesh,
to
serve God as they served him in the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man.
One of the aspects added in there.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. We have ever read of these seasons. Let's move on to remind you.
Bible
says in Romans that the Israelites had to be blind of eyes for some time, till the time which was indicated.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And time and season is this. Our work as the nation of Uganda, to tell them of this, their seasons and the time. Come, save, believe the Lord Jesus Christ, come from all nations they scattered to, go back to their home country in the flesh, in Israel, even to serving God as they served him in the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We are in
Romans 11.
Abalumi esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwetano.
Romans 11:25.
Kubanga saagala mmwe abooluganda obutamanya kyama kino, mulemenga okubeera ab'amagezi mu maaso gammwe mwekka, ng'obukakanyavu bwabeera mu Bayisirayiri mu kitundu okutuusa okutuukirira kw'abamawanga lwe kulituuka. Olwabiri mwomukaaga, era bwe kityo Abayisirayiri bonna balirokoka, nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti, muliva mu Sayuni awonya, alijjawo obutatya Katonda mu Yakobo.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinira ku biro bino oba obunabbi buno obwalagibwa mu Baroomi.
According to this prophecy shown in the Romans,
mu kitabo kino eky'Abaroomi esuli ye 11,
in the book of Romans 11,
olulwabiri mu 5,
verse 25,
paka 2 mu
6,
nga omwoyo omutukuvu okuyita mutume Paulo,
and the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul,
yatula bulaffe abalala abamawanga,
he warned us we of the Gentiles,
kubanga be bayita abamawanga,
those they called the Gentiles,
be bantu bonna wansi w'enjuba,
all the people under the sun, in the planet Earth where we are, besides the nation Israel. And they say, he doesn't want us never to know on what concerns this mystery.
Let's
not get wise in our own understanding. The blindness of eye and two children of Israel never to believe the Lord Jesus as the Savior and as their Lord had to happen on them for some time, till salvation have been preached to all nations of the world and to all the Gentiles. He said only nation of Israel. And after the seasons will finish, all Israelites who remain will be saved.
So
seasons of believing their Savior and our Savior,
Jesus
who was born unto them,
he
was born in their home country in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
hardness of not believing him has been there for time.
And
not many of those in Israel, all the long time past,
who were
believing that Jesus is indeed the Savior.
And they say there's
another they are still waiting, who is not the one who came. Seasons of blinding of eyes, hardness of their hearts, it happened up to today. Their seasons are finished. When we got their special message last time, I told you this is in all their hearts. Time is finished, they have to get back Jesus is their savior. Come out from all nations they scattered to. Go back Israel of the flesh. Even to serving him. To serve God. As they served him in the BC. In our time of bring the book of remembrance. Moses brought the book of remembrance when they were in Egypt. That their homeland. The rightful land was Canaan.
We
remind them as that man is to be like Prophet Moses. We remind all nations. This planet where we are is not our home. Our home is in heaven. Even Israel in the flesh where they are.
You
bring them book of remembrance. All nations they have scattered in those near long lands. In the flesh. Even
times
that they've been believing Jesus to be their savior. Even to be saved. That season is over. The time which is now, open eyes their way.
Give
Jesus their Savior. Even to be gathered. All nations they scattered to.
Go
back to Israel of the flesh.
And
begin to serve God.
As
him in the BC.
But
we know of it well. Even though Jesus was birthed in Israel in the flesh, but they did just believe him. Praise Jesus much. According to what we read in the Romans 9, from verses 1 to 5,
we
explain these words down. Romans
9
from verse 1.
Njogera amazima mu Kristo, sirimba. Omwoyo gwange nga guntegeereza mwoyo mutukuvu. Olinyo lw'okubiri nga nnina ennaku nnyingi n'okulumwa okutamala mu mutima gwange. Olinyo lw'okusatu kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okulimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri. Olinyo lw'okuna be Bayisirayiri abaaweebwa okufuuka abaana n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano n'okuteekerwa amateeka n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Omwoyo omutukuvu ng'ali mutume Paulo.
The Holy Spirit while in the Apostle Paul.
Obaluumi esula eno ey'omwenda.
In the Romans 9.
N'olisooka paka olw'okuna.
From verses 1 to 4.
Agamba.
He said.
Nti njogera mazima mu Kristo Yesu.
I speak the truth in the Christ Jesus. And I do not lie.
Era nga n'omwoyo wange.
And even my conscience.
Gumpeera obujulizi mu mwoyo omutukuvu.
Bears witness for me in the Holy Spirit.
Nganino obulumi bungi mwoyo gwange mutima gwange.
Great pain in my heart.
Okuta obulumi obutakoma.
The soul which is unending.
Ngagamba nandi yagadde nze mweno kolimirwa Kristo.
I would have wished myself be cast by Christ.
Olwa baganda bange mubiri.
For my brethren in the flesh.
Ngagamba tube ba Israeli.
Say that the Israelites.
Abawe bokufuka abana.
We are given adoption to be children.
Nechitibwa.
Even the glory.
Nendagano.
And the covenant.
Nebawebwa na amateeka.
We are given the laws.
Nokuweereza Katonda.
Even the serving of God.
Nebyasubizibwa.
Promised.
But
it is speaking would have wished to be cast for their sake. But they did not realize it. When the word came on the world, it changed many things. Our Lord Jesus.
Speaks
in the verse 5, he says,
Abalumi esule yomwenda nolunyiri yolokutano.
Romans 9, verses 5.
Abalina bajjajjaabo era omwava Kristo mubiri. Afuga byonna. Katonda atenderezebwa emirembe jonna.
Nchibebali na kwegaba jajjaabo.
That the forefathers, their forefathers who were there before.
Ibrahim, Isaac, and Jacob.
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Nga mukama wafu Yesu.
And the Lord Jesus.
Who
was descended through them.
Era nazaliwa mu nsi
yewaabwe. In their home country.
Naye tebaamumanya.
But they did never know him.
Kubanga tujjukira omutume Yokaana.
Remember Apostle John.
Bwagenda maaso n'okwogera ku ye.
Moved on to speak of him. That the word clothed the flesh and appeared unto us.
Yes,
praise Jesus man.
Know
him as them in
his
and they got blindness of eyes. That we read in Romans 11, 25, and 26. That blindness of eyes
would
be for on them in part. Blindness which had entered their hearts. God first moved through all the Gentiles.
He
entered in Europe.
America.
Entered in America. Right now he moves into Africa. Taking time proclaiming that. Because he ends his final work in Africa. Blindness of eye. Till fullness of Gentiles will happen. God's first rotation. Moved where the works will be winded up.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
In that time, blindness of that eye. And two Israelites will cease to be on them. In the verse 6, he says,
Abalumi esule yomuka esule yomwenda nolu nyidi olomuka.
Romans 9, verse 6.
Na yesi kugamba anti ekigambo cha Katonda tewali kye kyakola.
Sigamba anti ekigambo kya Katonda.
Not to say that the word of God
tewali kye kyakola.
It had no effect.
Tuchimanyi bulungi kigambo kya Katonda yamala mbina arabisibwa
jitu. No, well, the word of God closed flesh appear to us.
Na yewe yali arabika yarabikira mu nsi ya Israeli.
Appeared in the land of Israel.
Wabu wabu obutamukkiriza
nti ye uyo. But believing that he is the one.
Yalika akyusize ebintu
byonna. He left when he has changed all things.
Era n'ateekawo obuzibu eri abaana ba Israeli.
Put blindness on the children of Israel.
Ng'obukakanyavuwa emitima
gyabwe.
Heart.
The first prophecy in the Apostle Paul saying, I will be upon them for a time measured.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Seasons
which are marked,
the seasons are finished,
blindness of their eyes, it's time to cease to be.
Spoken
in the Romans 9, verse 6, and he says, not to say that the word of God didn't make an effect. Let's read verse 6.
Abalumi esule yomwenda nolunyiri olomukaga.
Romans 9 verse 6.
Na yesi kugamba anti ekigambo kya Katonda techakola techakola onja ulo. Kuchiri. Kubanga abava mu Isirayiri sibe ba Isirayiri bonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Nechongagamba sikugante ekigambo kya Katonda.
Not to say the word of God.
Tijakula njawu.
Don't make a difference.
Neangamba na ichi chibire ebiro bijja tuka.
That those seasons will come.
Ngabali mu Isirayiri bonna sibe ba Isirayiri.
All people in Israel are not the real Israelites.
Wanga aba Isirayiri bagena maso nokusansana mawanga.
Moved on to scatter all nations of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Era nembyo moyo.
Even in the spiritual.
Aba Isirayiri ne bachusiba ne bongera ko buliyakiriza Yesu
wali. And they added on whoever believeth Jesus.
Not
that the word of God didn't make a difference. But who is that word? What who appeared in Israel himself? According to John 1:40, he speaks and he says this.
Yokana esule soka nolunyiriri olwe 14.
John 1:14.
Chigambo na yambalo mubiri nabira ko jetuli. Nitulabe ekitiibwa kye ekitiibwa ng'ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu yekka kitaffe.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Agamba nti kigambo n'ayambala omubiri.
The word clothed the flesh.
N'alabisibwa gyetuli.
And appeared unto us.
Mu kitiibwa.
In the glory.
Ekyoyo eyazaalibwa omu.
The one
kitaffe.
Begotten of the Father.
Ajjudde ekisana amazima.
Filled of grace and truth.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kugamba kigambo yali ayambala omubiri okulabisibwa gyetuli.
What was clothed in the flesh appeared to us.
Yayambala omubiri ng'ayita mu Isirayiri ey'omubiri.
Flesh passing through the physical nation of Israel.
Naye jjukira yatugambye mbalumi esuli y'omwenda.
Remember, he told us Romans 9. In the verse 6.
Sikugamba nti kigambo ono teyakola njawulo.
Not that the word didn't make a difference.
Yakolawo effect. Kugamba yakolawo enkyukakyuka.
In the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Blessing
was on Israel of serving God.
Was
changed to God the Gentiles.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But when it went,
started
to bring prophecy through Apostle Paul. As
we
had in Romans 11, 25 and
26.
Blessing of serving for the change of the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's not boast. Forget the mystery.
This
which was to be on Israel for time.
Till
God will move in the Gentiles. Till last base where it will be.
His
final work on the planet. After he reaches that place, blindness will cease to be on Israelites. The blindness which happened on them. The Bible speaks of it like this. In the John chapter 1,
and
verse 7,
he
says this. John chapter 1, verse 7.
Oyo yajja olw'okutegeeza ategeeza eby'omusana bonna bakkirize ku bubwe. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Oyo si ye musana. Wabula okutegeeza eby'omusana.
Kubanga nabbi Yokaana bwe yajja.
Robert John, when he came, John the Baptist, he didn't come when he's the light, but told
him,
prepare the way of the Lord is coming.
What
we heard in Matthew 3, verse 1-8,
yes,
praise Jesus much.
John the Baptist,
he told them the Lord is on the way coming. That's why his name John means God is with us,
what
we call Emmanuel.
Yes, he was
praise
been.
Jesus much. His name alone was preaching. Friends, the God is come. John was there and the Lord himself, he was there.
Where
the problem came, they didn't realize well it's their Lord himself. That's why the Holy Spirit moves to explain John saying,
Yokana isule soka nolunyiri olw'omunaana.
John chapter 1 verses 8.
Oyo si ye musana wabula okutegeeza eby'omusana. Olunyo olw'omwenda waliwo omusana ogw'amazima ogwakira buli muntu nga gujja mu nsi. Olunyo olw'ekkumi yali mu nsi ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe era ensi teyamutegeera. Olunyo olw'ekkumi n'olumu yajja mu matwale ge naye abaali mu matwale ge tebaamukkiriza.
Owulidde ekyabaawo.
You know what happened?
Yali mu nsi kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God,
Okama wafe
Yesu. The Lord Jesus.
N'ensi yakolebwa ku
and the world was made by him.
Naye abaali mu nsi tebaamutegeera.
Those in the world did not believe him.
Yajja mu matwale ge.
Came in his territory.
Abaali mu matwale ge tebaamusembeza tebaamukkiriza.
Believe him.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Chigambo ngajja kunsi mukama wafe Yesu.
Coming of the world, the Lord
Wadden
Jesus.
What
the
entire
world was in territory.
Na matwale ge yali yeroboza mu
bilebi. A territory is chose out in those days.
Amatwale gwangi ya Israeli mu
territory of nation of Israel in the flesh.
Na yena abali matwale ago.
Those territory.
Ago mu bilebi Israeli.
Flesh Israel.
Goje kama matwale go nago mu
besides all territory of the world,
those
in the territory of Israel did not believe him.
Now
we speak, say,
Yokana esule soka nolu nyiriri ole kumine biri.
John 1 verse 12.
Naibu naba mukiriza yabawo obuyinza okufuka abana ba Katonda.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus much.
Oli deburonji.
You hear of well.
Yokana emukuminabida.
John 1:12 is saying.
Nti okusoka ngatunyo denti mumatuare kago mubiri
Israel. In his territory Israel.
Deba mukiriza.
Did not believe him.
Naye aba mukiriza bonna.
Those all who believed him.
Naba obuyinza okufuka abana ba Katonda.
Give them right become children of God.
Twauli dembarumi esule yomwenda.
Romans 9.
Verse 4 and 5.
The
products
were given the right to be children. After they rejected, all the Gentiles began to believe
and
gave them right to become children.
Those
given first to be children,
they
took it and not believe it. Took off right to be children when giving it to Gentiles as we are today.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
What
of blindness of eye? It
speaks
to them up to today.
And
not revealed that is the Lord.
And
refusing to believe in him. Jesus, when he was in Israel,
in
Matthew
23,
he told them, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill prophets, even those sent to you, even the wise people,
and
you stone them.
You
say, you will never see me. He will speak, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
But yasalawo okubasiibula mu biro
biri ebyayita. To send farewell to them in those days.
Era tumanyi Sayiri bye yayitamu Isirayiri
y'omubiri. What Israel of the flesh passed through from then.
N'okutuuka okusansana mu mawanga gonna
ag'omunsi. Reaching to scatter in all nations of the world.
Kubanga baali baganya okukkiriza Mukama Katonda waabwe.
They used to believe the Lord their God.
Kitaffe ng'atumye ekigambo
kye. The Father sent his word on the world.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Baganya okumukkiriza.
And they refused to believe him.
Yani baganya n'omwoyo w'omutukuvu.
And rejected his Holy Spirit.
Kale kiyavaaba sansanya mawanga nga gye bali leero.
Scattered them in nations where they are today.
Kubanga bwayogera Matayo agamba bw'ati.
Speaks in the Matthew, he says this.
Matayo esula ya 23 n'olunyiriri olw'asatu mu musango.
Matthew 23 verse 37.
Ti Yerusalemi, Yerusalemi, atta bannabbi, akasukirira amayinja abantu abatumibwa gyali. Emirundi emeka gye nayagalira ddala okukuŋŋaanya abaana bo. Ng'enkoko bw'ekuŋŋaanya obwana bwayo munda w'ebiwawaatiro byayo ne mutayagala. 38 Laba, ennyumba yammwe ebalekeddwa kifulukwa. 39 Kubanga mbagamba nti temulindabako n'akatono okusooka leero okutuusa lwe mulyogera nti aweebwe omukisa ajja mu linnya lya Mukama.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bw'otunira Matayo 23.
When you look to Matthew 23.
Okuva ku nyulwa 6:7.
From verse 37.
Mukama waffe Yesu nga ali mu Isirayiri.
Our Lord Jesus while he was in Israel.
Era nga kigambo kya Katonda.
As the word of God.
Yakukyusa ebintu bino.
He changed the things.
Ekiri kye bagambye mu Balumi esuli y'omwenda
nyulwa 6. What said in Romans 9:6.
Tisi kugamba nti kigambo kya Katonda tekyakola
njawulo. Not that the word of God did make an effect. Things it changed. That one is sent on the world to change the things like this.
When
he told them in Matthew 23, in verse 37,
and
39, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you
stone
those sent to you, and you killed the prophets,
even
the wise who were sent to you. And he told them,
now
house is left you desolate. And to leave you desolate. Never see me again. Till you will say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
But
he forgot that the word of God came in the name of the Father. And they refused to believe him. Many of those moved in religions like Muslims. Others stuck in the Judaism.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Others scattered in the entire world.
And they became
pagans without religion or any belief.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Until
they will say, our Lord, it is you.
Yegwe mukama waffe Yesu tusazeewo okukkiriza igwe
mulokozi
kati kyekitabo ky'okuzijukiriza gye bali kyetuleeta
ng'ebiro
n'ebiseera eby'obuzibu bw'amaaso gye bali amaaso gaabwe ag'omwoyo ne baziyibwa agaazibibwa ne batayinza kumanya mukama waabwe Yesu kigambo kya Katonda yambala mu bina n'alabisibwa gye tuli
ne
tumulaba ng'omwana kyekyabaviirako okusansana mu mawanga yonna gye basansana.
Caused them scatter in all nations that scattered.
In
their homeland, Israel, in
the flesh,
it was desolate for a long time.
The
what desolate means,
every
wolf can attack, strike, and beat you. As we first beat by Hitler,
and
many other nations, they will know they are still in the wars.
Israel,
Israel of the flesh.
Until
they will humbled, the wars will cease to be on them. And they believe Jesus is Lord. And they believe to be saved. Come from all nations scattered in. Go back to Israel in the flesh. Even to believe serve the Lord.
God,
Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. As we have served him in the eras before.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
changes were made by the word of God. That's why
he said
Romans 9:6. That the word of God did make an effect.
There
are things which happened.
Caused
Israel to be like that in the flesh.
And he
discovered the entire world.
They
tell them your land is left desolate.
Never
see me till you speak. Blessed is who come with the name of the Lord.
Remember,
we know the word of God
was
sent by the Father.
John 3:16.
That for God so loved the world that he gave his son, the one begotten beloved son, the world to be saved through him.
Gave it
through Israel in the flesh. And he came in the name of the Father.
Spoken
openly, the Son of the Most High. But they refused to believe. Many of them. God for hardness of their hearts. Totally blinded their eyes to up to now. Many of them can believe that is Jesus, the word of God. And they say there is another they are waiting for. They have the Christ they are waiting for.
Yet
many proofs prove that it is the Christ. Praise Jesus much. Blindness of eyes happened on them. Just as we heard of their message. Even though we give it to you as book of remembrance.
But
it's specially released and it's in the full package. The message we speak of season and time. Israelites to come from the blindness of eye. To believe that Jesus is Lord and is the Savior.
To
go back to their home country in the flesh.
To serve
as they served him in the PC.
Maybe
to move on, prove you those words. Our Lord Jesus himself. After he met Apostle Paul. And gave him his spirit. Remember and Acts 28.
He
told Israel in those eras before that salvation had been taken from them, taken to the Gentiles.
It's
been long moving in the Gentiles.
He
promised country which was promised, the nation of Uganda, in the Gentiles in the Middle East. Where the fulfillment will end. What we meet the fulfillment means the final work of God. To fulfill all works. He who began a good work, he is winding it up.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
In
the Acts 28, Holy Spirit and the Apostle Paul spoke these words.
Romans 28:19. N'empalirizibwa okujulira Kayisali singa alina ekigambo okuloopa eggwanga lyaffe. Olunyo lwabiri. Kale olw'ensonga eyo. Mbayise okundaba n'okwogera nange kubanga olw'essuubi lya Isirayiri nsibiddwa n'olujegere luno.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Acts 28:19-20. Omutume Paulo bwe yali mu Isirayiri.
Well, Paul was in Israel.
Ng'abuulira Yesu.
And he preached Jesus.
Yesu Kristo.
Preached Jesus Christ.
Omulokozi.
The Savior.
Yali omufalisaayo ng'akyuse.
Was a Pharisee and he had changed.
Abaroma bennyini.
The Romans themselves. Even the Jews. And they got Paul to push him to Rome. And he's a prisoner. But when he reached there, he met their Jews, Israelites in the flesh.
God
explained them of what has happened. For the hope of Israel, the hope of salvation, he had gotten be bound. It's a friend. We hoped for the Savior all long as Israel.
Now,
the hope we waited for
has
been given those promises. Even the promises were of Christ. Now he has come. We speak of him. And you are imprisoning us. Explain in verse 21.
Acts 28:21. Bone bamugamba nti fe Sote tuweebwanga baluwa za bigambo byo okuva mu Buyudaaya. Sote wali ku booluganda eyali azze n'atubuulira obanga ayogera ekigambo ekibi ku ggwe. Olwabirimu ebbiri. Naye twagala okuwulira okuva gy'oli by'olowooza. Kubanga ebigambo nti kubanga ebigambo by'enzikiriza eno tumanyi nti kubanga ebigambo by'enzikiriza eno tumanyi nti kiwerebwa wonna wonna.
Nowulidde baamunyonyola Abayudaaya bennyini Abayisirayiri mubiri abaasiŋŋaanibwa e Roma baamugamba nkubuulire
bw'ebyenzikizayo
obulokozi gye
mwogerako
ne Kristo
wamwe
biweerebwa mu Isirayiri ne mu nsi
naye tebikkirizibwe
nga bwe twasoose okuwulira mu Yokaana emu okuva ku lw'omwenda paka
12
lyajja mu matwale n'ensi yakolebwa
ku
abaali matwale ge bennyini tebaamukkiriza baali bakiwera wonna okusookera ddala mu Isirayiri
ey'omubiri
bye mwogerako mbu omulokozi w'ensazi simanyi nga bwe yatusuubizibwa oyo si yeye ffe tubikkiriza
naye
twagala okuwulira opiniyoni
okirowoozaako
ebikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'28 n'olunyiriri olw'23 ne bamulaga olunaku ne bajja bangi gy'ali mu kisulo n'abannyonnyola ng'ategeeza obwakabaka bwa Katonda era ng'abakkirizisa ebigambo bya Yesu mu mateeka ga Musa ne mu bannabbi okusooka enkya okutuuka akawungeezi.
Baakola naye appointment.
They made an appointment with him.
Abayudaaya oba Abayisirayiri abaali e Roma.
Israelites were in Rome.
N'abanyonyola obwakabaka bwa Katonda n'abanyonyola ng'abakkirizisa nga Mukama waffe Yesu yali abinyonnyola era ng'asooka okubanyonnyolera mu mateeka ng'agabwe bwa nnabbi Musa ne mu bannabbi bonna okuva ku makya paka bulweggulo baweebwako ku kadde babannyonnyola ebintu naye mugambye oba kugamba bakugamba nti obuzibe bw'amaaso obw'omu nsi y'omwoyo buzibe nga sitaani yakuziba amaaso ag'obwo nga tolina
kutegeera.
Abajjukira obulungi bwe tuba tusoma mu
Bakolinso nti
agamba nti enjiri eno bwebanga ezibiddwa nga tekkirizibwa mu mmwe ezibiddwa eri abo Katonda w'emirembe gino sitaani bwe yaziba amaaso g'amagezi gaabwe wadde nga banyonyolwanga okuva ku makya paka lw'eggulo tewaaliwo
kukkiriza muli believing happened
nga tebakiraba amaaso mazibe
eyes were blinded didn't see it
twogera ku maaso g'amagezi
gaabwe the eye of their understanding
yesu yebazibwe
praise jesus much
amen
oku mu mubiri batambula nga abalaba
they move as if they see babiranga
bazibe amaaso g'amagezi
they were blindness that of eye of their wisdom
kukutegeera kwabwe
they understand
nga tebakikwasaganya
they cannot connect to understand it
nti ono ye kigambo kya Katonda
this is the word of God
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ
mwana wa Katonda
son of God
omulokozi
w'ensi the savior of the world
nga tekikonekta
cannot fit and connect in their heads
naye kankano bwe tubanyonyola ate bakonekitinga
explain to them they connect
kubanga ebiro n'ebiseera
for the time and season
ebyalagibwa mu Baruumi essuula ey'ekkumi
n'emu the Romans 11 25-26
ebiro ebyo byawedeko ebyobuzibe bw'amaaso
blindness of their eye.
Era nabo kati baliwulira beetaaga abanyonnyola.
Feel they need someone explain them.
Tokata abanyonnyola tewali.
Those to explain they're not there.
Wabula lwakuba nti kyasuubizwa nti omusajja oli alijanga nabbi Musa.
Promise the man will be like prophet Moses.
Mukanyomera ku mulimu okubajjukiza nga alina okujja abajjukize mu biro byabwe.
Just to come remind them in their season.
Nga bwola nabbi Musa bwe yagenda n'abagamba.
Moses went to
sawa yakuva Misiri.
Time to move from Egypt.
Tugende kanane mu nsi yaffe.
Go to Canaan our land.
Ne bazibuka amaaso.
And eyes opened them.
Tugende banaye tuve Misiri tugende
Egypt to Canaan.
N'ebiro bye bino era omusajja oyo
nabo
bakiwulira sawa yakukkiriza Yesu naye yaani ani ayinza omuntu
nnyonnyola
Yesu yebazibwe
praise Jesus much
bakiwulira mu mitima
gyabwe
wabula ate bakimanyi n'okimanyaako
nti
alina okubanyonyola alina kuva mu
Uganda
lwakuba akyabeekwese
ng'ebiro
bya Mukama bwe biri
as the seasons of God are
naffe katwetegeke
we too let's prepare ourselves
kubanga netuwogera mu lwatu
for we speak now openly praise Jesus much. Maybe as we move on ahead, Romans Acts 28. Acts 28, verse 25.
Olinyo lwa biri mwetano. Bwebata atabagana bokka na bokka ne bagenda. Paulo bwe yamala okwogera ekigambo kimu nti Omwoyo Omutukuvu yagamba bulungi bajjajjammwe mu nabbi Isaaya.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Abamu babanga abakkiriza.
Others seem to believe.
Aba ne bagana.
Others refused.
Ekyavaamu ne batambula okugenda.
All moved on to God.
Omwoyo Omutukuvu tayari.
The Holy Spirit spoke.
Nakomeya byayogerwa mu nabbi
Isaaya. Wrote what was spoken through prophet Isaiah.
Nagamba.
And he said.
Bino byayogerwa bulungi ku bakitammwe abaawo.
Spoken well on your forefathers.
Okuyita mu nabbi.
Through the prophets.
Nagamba bwati.
And he said this.
Ebikula by'abatume esule ya 28 n'olunyiriri olwa 25.
Acts 28 verse 25.
Bwe batata bagana bokka na bokka ne bagenda. Paulo bwe yamala okwogera ekigambo kimu nti Omwoyo Omutukuvu yagamba bulungi bajjajjammwe mu nabbi Isaaya olwa 26 ng'agamba nti genda eri abantu bano oyogere nti okuwulira muliwulira ne mutategeera okulaba muliraba ne mutetegereza.
N'abagamba
he told them
mu nabbi Isaaya
who prophet Isaiah
ndigenda ogambe abantu
go tell these people
wali mu Isaaya mukaga
tudigira Isaiah 6 we remember
onyoro omwenda n'okukira
verse 9 to down
ndibagambe
tell them
ogulira bajja
wulira they will hear
era mu mulokozi bwalijja bajja kuulira ng'ayogera
hear him speak
nyitu bajja kutegeera
but they will not understand no
kumura bajja mulaba
even seeing they will see
him ali munsi yewa
and is in their homeland
nyitu bajja mwetegereza tebajja kufaayo
but neither mind it
kubanga
because
atusomora abirimu
omusa verse 27
ebikolo yabatume sule ya 28 n'olu nyiriri olwa 27
Acts 28 verse 27
kubanga omutima gw'abantu bano gusavuwadde n'amatu gaabwe gawulira bubi n'amaaso gaabwe bagazibye baleme okulaba n'amaaso n'okuwulira n'amatu n'okutegeera n'omutima gwabwe n'okukyuka nze okubawonya
olidde bulungi
well,
ensonga gye yawa
agamba
kubanga omutima gw'abantu
bali
stubborn nnyo amaaso ga amatu gaabwe
they don't hear.
N'amaaso gaabwe
even their eyes bagagadde they have closed them.
Sikulwanga balaba
lest they should see
n'amaaso
gaabwe with their eyes.
Sikulwanga bawulira
lest they hear
n'amatu
gaabwe with their ears.
Era ne bategeera ne mutima
gwabwe understand with their hearts.
Era ne babimanya
they get to know them
ne mbawonya
and they heal them.
Bakakanya ne tetujja
hadn't wish and not believe it.
Nabagamba nange nchi ya mwarekedwa
me to leave your nation desolate.
Temulinda bokutuka lemuliyogera.
Not see me till you will speak.
Awe wechi wajja mulinyali
yamu. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Okuva ebirebyo katonde ya gwe bawereza ngokuva kuba Abel yeri.
Then the God they saw from Abel.
Enoch Noah. Ibrahim Isaka Yakobo.
Abraham Isaac Jacob.
Yusuf.
Joseph.
Munabi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Ba Yoshua bakabona.
Joshua the priests.
Banabbi bonna
all prophets
okutuwa kunabbi Malachi
reaching prophet Malachi
n'okutuwa ku Yokana
even the John the Baptist
n'abashibula bange
and he said farewell to them
temulinda bokutuka
no more see me till
era mulunyuno olwabiri mu omu abiri monana
and in the verse 28
yabagamba bwati
he told them this
ebikolo byabatume esula eyabiri mu omunana n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu omunana
Acts 28 verse 28
kale mutegeere nti obulokozi bwa Katonda buno buwerezebwa abamawanga nabo bali buwulira
holide byabagamba
you already told them
nabagamba buwulire
say I tell you
obulokozi obadde obwammwe okusooka
been yours initially
temugenda loko kakati
you're not going to be saved now
obulokozi buwerezebwa eri abamawanga
been sent to the Gentiles
Yesu yebasibwe
praise Jesus
nabagaba bulokozi buwerezeddwa eri abamawanga era bajja kubuwulira balokoke nga mwe muli awo
temulokokatemubajjiddwa
ebyo bye tubadde tusobamu wali mu
Baruumi
11 katuddeyo owulire
Abaruumi essula ey'ekkumi n'emu n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ttaano
Romans 11:25
kubanga saagala mmwe abooluganda obutamanya kyama kino mulemenga okubeera ab'amagezi mu maaso gammwe mwekka, ng'obukakanyavu bwabeera mu Bayisirayiri mu kitundu okutuusa okutuukirira kw'abamawanga lwe kulituuka. Olwabirimu mukaaga, era bwe kityo Abayisirayiri bonna balirokoka. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti, muliva mu Sayuni awonya, alijjawo obutya kya Katonda mu Yakobo.
Yabagambirawo. He told them. Agamba kakati mulino abamawanga mukitegeere. You Gentiles know it. Kiri ekyabawo mubikolwa byabatume. What happened in the Acts? 28:28. Bwe yagamba nti Abayisirayiri mukitegeere ekyo. Obulokozi bwa Katonda. Salvation of God. Bwagiddwako. Busindikiddwa eri abamawanga. Sent to the Gentiles. Era balibuwulira. They will hear it. They will be saved. Eno kyabadde abanyonnyola. Is what he explained to them. Mu Baruumi 11:25.
Romans 11:25 and 26.
Though it was taken from them, and God blinded for seasons like today, but they
would
get back to salvation.
Time for salvation
to Israel in the flesh,
wherever
they scattered on.
The
word we scattered them,
that
we read in Matthew
23:37-39,
when they refused to believe him, yet they had made a mistake before, killing those sent to them, the prophets and the wise men.
N'abagamba temulinda.
He told them, you'll never see me
okutuuka limulyogera
nti until he will speak that.
Blessed
is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Ennyumba yaabwe n'agirekanga kifulukwa.
Left their house
Israel,
the land of Israel.
N'erumbibwa entalo nyingi.
It was attacked by many wars.
Bagenze okubanga baziwoza.
As they have seemed to calm them down.
Nga leero.
As today.
Nga n'ebiro bisembere.
Even the seasons have drawn near.
Eby'obulokozi bwabwe.
Of their salvation.
Entalo nezibakenderako.
Wars seem to produce on their
side.
But they have had wars.
Zatandika okuggalawo mu mwaka gwa 2000 bwe gwatandika.
By when 2000 began.
Naye ebbanga eryasooka
eri. The times back.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ekyo kyabaawo.
But that happened.
Kubanga mu bunabbi obwafuluma mu nabbi.
Prophecy released in a certain prophet.
Nabbi Zephaniah. Bwagamba.
It said.
Nti abagenda okubalukola baliva mu eri wansi enseri wansi w'emigaji ya
Ethiopia. Those to save you will come from the land beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
They will be the one
gather you from nations God chased to scatter you in.
Those
who come from the nation beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
We
point on our nation, we are going to see it.
Uganda.
The nation of Uganda. To lead the campaign of them from where scattered when the seasons have come. God has already sent us that man who is like Prophet Moses. In those days, he reminded them to come from the land of Egypt to go to Canaan.
And
even to remind the entire world that this nation is this world is not our home but our home. And the same way
brings
book of remembrance to Israel in the flesh, wherever they scattered to, time blinded of eyes finished, time for salvation, time going back in their homeland and to serve God, serve him in BC. Look in the book of Zephaniah. Look
at
the people who we are shown. Those who will go gather them.
Those
who preached of these seasons.
Uganda.
You Uganda. You have a great work. The blindness happened till the fulfillment. Till the final work will be in place. And that work appears in this nation.
Now,
by all those,
and we given
a big other work proclaiming Israel the time and season of their salvation,
to
go back to their homeland from nations they scattered in, and to begin to serve God as they first served him in BC. Zephaniah chapter
3.
Let's come from verse 9.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu noru nyiri yoru omwenda.
Zephaniah 3 from verse 9.
Kubanga mubire ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu bonna bakabira erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu. Olulimi olw'ekkumi, abo abaneegayirira ye muwala w'abange abaasaasaana balireeta ekitone kyange nga bava emitala w'emige gy'Obuisopiya.
Tusomere bulungi.
Zefaniya essuula ey'okusatu olunyiriri olw'ekkumi.
Zefaniya 3 verse 10.
Ti abo abaneegayirira ye
muwala w'omwenda.
Zefaniya essuula ya kusatu olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Zefaniya 3 from verse 9.
Kubanga mu biro ebyo ndikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulongoofu bonna bakabira erinnya lya Mukama okumuweereza n'omwoyo gumu.
Ndikubanga mu biro ebyo,
from those days,
ebiro eby'obunabbi ebyala,
the season of prophecy which we are shown,
biro bye tusomye mu Balumi 10
Romans 10
Balumi 10:25
Romans 11:25
paka 26
and 26
ndi obuzibu bw'amaaso eri abaana ba Isirayiri bwabaawo mu kiseera okutuuka abamawanga lwe
balituukirira
paka ku mulimu ogusembayo,
then
Isirayiri
aliroboka.
Kyava agambye mu Zefaniya
chapter 3:9
nti mu biro ebyo ebyo ebiro
ebyalagibwa
ebyaleero byetwogerako alikyusiza amawanga olulimi olulipiwa.
Turn to nations the pure language.
And they
all call the Lord. And they serve him with one spirit.
He
showed they will come from which nation. Those will handle all nations. In the final work. In the verse 10 he says this.
Zephaniah 3 verses
10.
Abo abaneegayirira. Ye muwala w'abange abaasaasaana balireeta ekitone kyange nga bava emitala w'emugga egy'Obuisopiya.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus much.
Agamba from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Okufa ku migga gya Kusi, Ethiopia.
My worshippers.
Abasinza bange.
Kwegamba Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Abava wansi w'emigga
gy'Ethiopia. Ethiopia. Those are my true worshippers.
Gundi, nanka ni badeje. Twaga tude ku mapu ya fe. Nsi cheyeri.
Which nation is beyond rivers of Ethiopia?
Yesu yebazibunyo. Agamanti from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Okuva kumikaja Ethiopia.
My worshippers.
Abasinza bange.
Even the daughters of my shall bring my offering. These people
who have dispersed the world.
First
speak of people from the rivers of Ethiopia. The true
worshippers
of God. Even his daughter. These who dispersed the entire world.
Israelites.
They come with an offering to God.
We have to handle
Israel immediately.
And we
work with them in this final work.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You see, Ethiopia is up there. Up the map of Uganda.
Africans map.
On the African map.
Na ye beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
But beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
We
have one river supplying Ethiopia. It's the river Nile. What comes down from Uganda. Ethiopia, Sudan. Like five nations.
Beyond where
it comes from.
That's
where there is true worshippers. Worship him in spirit and truth.
It
was spoken in John 4:21-22. 21-22. God seeks for such people who worship in spirit and truth. To be the ones to worship him. That with the daughters of his people, children of Israel,
they will come
serve God with a gift.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much. Remember one thing. People beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Rivers of Ethiopia. Prophecy in Isaiah 18 moves to testify of them like this. Go to Zechariah, but let's get back and see.
Isaiah 18,
verses 1.
Woe. Ensi eyokwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro eri emitala w'emigga gya Kuusi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Manyi Kuusi abantu bagitegera bamanyi Ethiopia.
People know Ethiopia.
Tusomerenga Ethiopia yeri.
Read when Ethiopia in the
Kuusi yamanyibwanga bwetu mu BC.
Ethiopia.
Naye olwaleero ye Ethiopia.
Isaiah 18:1.
Isaiah 18 verses 1.
Woe. Ensi eyokwakwaya kw'ebiwawaatiro eri emitala w'emigga gya Ethiopia. Olunnya olw'okubiri. Etuma ababaka ku nnyanja mu bibaya ku mazzi ng'eyogera nti mugende mwe ababaka abangu eri eggwanga eggwanvu era eggweweevu eri abantu abaabanga ab'entiisa kasookedde babeerawo na guno gujwa eggwanga erigera era lirinyiririra ddala ensi yaabwe.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Okusinga ku Isaya 18.
According to Isaiah 18, verse 1 and 2.
Bulukompe yalinga ne Zephaniah sura
eyokusatu. Zephaniah chapter 3, the verse 10.
Lugamba abantu abali wansi w'emigga. Beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Wansi w'emigga gya Ethiopia.
Beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Era ne bakugamba nti ensi obwo bweyagala okuginoonya
obulungi
emigga gigisazeemu
terina
mugga gumu guli ogwa source of river
Nile
ogugabira mu Ethiopia
supplies Ethiopia
akabonera akalala
but the other sign
si yabwe emigga gigisazeemu
divided by rivers
be bantu bayogerako ba true worshippers
people speak of true worshippers
bayogeddeko mu Zephaniah
spoken of in Zephaniah
esureno eyo
Chapter 3 and the verse 10.
That
those together with daughters of his people
who got scattered,
they come to serve with an offering. Yet he said, people beyond rivers of Ethiopia, where the source of River Nile,
Uganda,
Uganda Pearl of Africa,
their
nation divided by rivers, have blow a trumpet to the entire world in the last
hour.
And at that time, all they will hear.
Let's
read next verse in Isaiah.
Isaiah 18,
verse 3.
Mwemwe na abatula munsi, namwe ababera kutaka liensi. Ebendera bw'ewanikibwanga ku nsozi mulabanga era ekkondeere bwe lifuuyibwanga muwuliranga
nti era abantu abo abali wansi w'emigga gya
Ethiopia
bwe mugga kiyira awa ensibuko yagwo weri
mu
Uganda ekkula lya
Afrika
n'ensi yabwe ng'emigga
gikulukigikisazeemu
Katonda yategeeza ensi
zonna
nti bwe tuyimusanga bendera eno ey'enjiri n'ekkondeere ery'oluvannyuma ekkondeere ery'enkomerero ery'okudda kwa Mukama
waffe
ensi zonna
ziwulira
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Era eddoboozi lyaffe lirindirwa mu nsi zonna.
Our voice is waited in Isaiah 1.
Naye kye tubadde tubeeredde abanafu.
Why we've been weak.
Kubula oli atukulemeramu alinga nabi
Musa. To lack the one to lead us who is like Prophet Moses.
Kubanga yalina okubanga amanyi ensonga ezo zonna bwe ziri.
One who knows all those issues how they are.
Okuzitafuta n'okuzinyonnyola.
To interpret and explain
them. N'amaanyi gonna agali mu kigambo.
All power in the word.
Ngaliro.
As today.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much. And he says, when we get back to Zephaniah,
chapter 3
and the verse 10, and he says this, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10.
Zephaniah 3 verse 10.
Zephaniah 3 verse 10.
Ntiokuve mavega we migaja Ethiopia, eri abasinza abange, abamazima, neri muwala wabantu bange, abasa sana bali ndetere ekitone.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ntiri okuva abantu abali emabega w'emigga
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia tayina migga miralo okujjako omugga kiyira.
Ethiopia and Uganda is the river Nile which supplies.
Kati omugogo gye gukulukuta okuva wansi wa
Ethiopia
n'ensi eyo bwoba oyagala ogyala kwetinga
obulungi
emigagi gisazeemu abo be basinza
abange
era abo ne muwala w'abantu bange yasansanyizibwa mu
nsi
balireeta ekitonde balireeta ekiweebwayo eri mukama
unto the Lord.
But you
know the
offering.
Sacrifice of God is a broken soul, a contrite heart.
Yes, he
was praise Jesus much.
But in moving on
to speak,
why
is he saying
abali wansi w'omugga
Ethiopia beyond river of Ethiopia?
There
is true
worship. There is some
daughters of my people who dispersed in the world.
Israelites
who scattered as we've heard.
Isaiah 19,
which holds most prophecy.
Israel
will come back with Egypt.
And there will
be a blessing in the midst of the world.
Let's
get back to Isaiah.
Isaiah esuula ey'ekkumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Isaiah 19:19.
Ku lunaku luli waliba ekyoto eri
Mukama. Tusoma abiri mu ssatu olw'obudde.
Isaiah esuula ey'ekkumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ssatu.
Isaiah 19:23.
Ku lunaku luli waliba oluguudo oluva mu Misiri olugenda mu Bwasuuli, n'Omwasuuli alijja mu Misiri, n'Omumisiri mu Bwasuuli. Naba Misiri bali sinziza wamu naba Asuuli. Olunyo lwabiri mwenya. Kuluna kululi Isirayiri aliba wakusatu. Wamu ne Misiri n'obwa Asuuli. Omukisa wakati mu nsi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Isaiah 19.
Isaiah 19.
Abiri mwenya.
24 he said.
Kuluna kululi.
In that day.
Luli lulilo tuwogerako
olwebiro bino. That day we speak of this season now.
Ebiro bino tusomye mu Baruni.
Season we've read in Romans.
11:25.
And
26. Lightness
of eyes. On that day.
That's
spoken like today.
Isaiah
19:24. Say on that day.
Israel.
Let's read it here well.
Isaiah esuula ey'ekkumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olwabiri mwenya.
Isaiah 19:24.
Ku lunaku luli Isirayiri aliba wakati aliba wakusatu wamu ne Misiri n'Obwasuuli.
Holide.
Have you heard?
Ku lunaku luli.
On that day.
Isirayiri.
Israel.
Aliba wakusatu.
Will be third.
Wamu ne Misiri.
Together with Egypt.
Ye Africa.
And that's Africa.
Ne Uganda kula lyayo.
Uganda its pearl.
N'Obwasuuli.
In Assyria.
Omukisa.
A blessing.
Wakati munsi.
In the midst of the world.
Israel is
restored back. It will be third. Who will be number one? Let's read 25.
Isaiah esuula ey'ekkumi n'omwenda n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ttaano.
Isaiah 19:25.
Kubanga Mukama ow'Eggye abawadde omukisa ng'ayogera nti baweebwe omukisa Misiri abantu bange n'Obwasuuli omulimu gw'emikono gyange ne Isirayiri obusika bwange.
Isirayiri agira mu kyakusatu.
Israel comes number three.
Listen
to this word.
Blessed
is he.
Misri abantu ba.
Egypt, my people.
Africa, abantu ba.
Africa, my people.
Na inga jukiro muna bibulaga.
Remember, prophecy say.
The Uganda.
That Uganda is a blessing. Blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
Abamu kubagendo vye yu nabava mu Asia.
Some of those to come for them will come from Asia.
Kusingira dara.
Assyria. In Assyria.
Israel
will be joined for their calling.
Yet
they
are
first in these secrets.
That
they will serve together with the true worshippers. True worshippers beyond rivers of Ethiopia. Praise Jesus.
So
we have to restore them
and
bring all kingdom of heaven.
So
they were first they will be witnesses. They who saw it before it was in our country. Even Moses was there.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Remember,
we have a work of gathering there. Maybe as I went
out
in the brief. Remember, the message is there in the detail.
Yeah,
we gave it to you in the brief.
mu kaseera kano lwaki omusajja oli alina okubanga nabbi
Musa
okuleeta ekitabo ky'okujjukiza
a book of remembrance.
Nga nabbi Musa bwe yabaleeta ekitabo ky'okujjukiza
bali e Misiri. Brought the book of remembrance as they were in Egypt.
Nti Misiri si yali ensi yewa
their home country then.
Wabula baalina okugenda mu Canaan.
They were meant to go to Canaan.
Era ng'omusajja abaleeta ekitabo ky'okujjukiza eri ensi yonna.
Brings book of remembrance to entire world.
Yes, eno si yewaffe.
That this world is not our home.
Wabula ewaffe mu ggulu.
But our home is in heaven.
Era n'ekitabo ky'okujjukiza eri Isirayiri
mu ggulu. The book of remembrance to Israel in the flesh.
Nti ebiro by'obuzibu bw'amaaso.
The season of blind of eye.
Obutakkiriza Yesu omulokozi.
Not believing Jesus the Savior.
Biro byakomye.
Is fin ended is right in the flesh.
Stand
be saved.
No kunganyi kuba mawanga jebasa
from nations scattered to
come back to
Israel.
No kuweleza katona ngwe basa kumuweleza mbisi.
Serve God as they served him in the BC.
Wasoma mu Zephaniah sura ne yokusa.
Read in the Zephaniah chapter 3.
Nuru 10.
In the verse 10.
Ngabwe to yongera ya gamba
bwati. Move on, he says this.
Zephaniah sura yokusa tu. Zephaniah sura yokusa tu nolunyiriryo lwe 10.
Zephaniah 3 verses 10.
Zephaniah sura yokusa tu nolunyiriryo lwe 10.
Zephaniah 3 verses 10.
Tero kuvere mabaga we migaji je Ethiopia. Abasinza abange abamazima awamu nomuwala wabantu bange abasasana. Bali ndetere ekitone.
Yes, ye bazimu.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwegamba tulirete ekitone.
Now we shall bring an offering.
Na yimo nyo rudda kole 11 olumwaga.
Next verse 11 say.
Zephaniah sura yo 3 n'olu nyiriri ole 10 n'olumu.
Zephaniah 3:11.
Kuluna ku olwo toli kwatibwa nsonyi olw'ebikolwa byo byonna bye wansobya. Kubanga lwendijja wakati mugwe ababo abenyumiriza. Abenyumiriza n'amalala. So nawe toli bana kitigi. Nate kulusozi wangu lutukuvu.
Ngiyagamba bana Israeli.
He told Israelites.
Nti mubiro wenonga abantu aba abava mapega wa migaja Ethiopia.
In that time the people from beyond rivers of Ethiopia.
Abazo kukunganya no kuwe kisera kino.
To gather the youth.
Ogena kuba tuchaswara mwe bibi wangu.
You will not be shamed in that you did to me.
Era tusaba Israeli elimu kuswara ni wangu adenga ya jema mbiro bibi.
Israel not to get ashamed though they rebelled. Before, but God has forgiven them and had mercy on them. Calls them to come to salvation and to serve the Savior Jesus. Even to serve as the first servant in the
business.
Told them all shameful things they did on him when he came on the world. And they rejected him. He forgave them.
Zephaniah esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri ole 12.
Zephaniah 3 verse 12.
Na ye ndile ka wakati mugwe abantu ababonya abonyezebwa era abavu era abali esigeri nya lya mukama.
Yagamba
nti
agenda kubali ka abaisraeli bano nga bavu.
He's going to leave the Israelites and their poor.
Era nga bali babonya abonyezebwa mawanga kutibasa sana.
In the nations is scattered too.
Abaisraeli abasinga mubiri.
Most Israelites in the place.
Tibasa sana ni abavu nyo.
Where they scattered they are so poor there.
Era nga babonya abonyezebwa mubiri ezinja.
Afflicted in different ways.
Abo bebali kakana.
Those are the ones who will humble.
Abamu baba dinawo sente tibajja
kukukana. Some of money will not humble.
Na yaba kubidwa mukame emboke.
Those who have been stricken by God many beatings.
Yateka kakabonero
na. Put a sign for them and say.
Abali babavu.
The remnants will be mubiri. Poor spiritually and physically.
Abo bajja kukakana.
They will humble.
Atendo bebasinga obunji.
They are the most even.
Gabamu bachikiriza ni wangu wade mubili balina.
Though they believe though in the flesh they have.
Na yate mwoyo tibaina kumanya.
But spiritually they have no knowledge and they don't know God.
Na wala ngabavu mubili
ne mwoyo. Others are poor spiritually and physically.
Baina kumanya katona.
Have no knowledge of God.
Ubugagu boku sikile waka baka
mwoyo. And treasure inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Chukanga atene mwoyo.
Yet even
the spirit in
flesh they have nothing.
Zephaniah sura yokusatu. Na ulu nyiriri ulu kuminisatu.
Zephaniah 3:13.
Ekitundu kya Isirayiri ekirifikkawo tebali kola bitali bya butuukirivu so tebali yogera bya bulimba n'olulimi olukuusa terulirabika mu kamwa kaabwe kubanga balirya baligalamira so tewaliba alibatiisa
naga nti abali babafisseewo
Abaisraeli abafikisiwa. Israelites would have remained.
Tebali damu kola bibi.
They would no more commit sin.
Niwangu baduku ogere byobulimba.
They speak things of lies.
Niwangu baduku isulimirwa okugonje byobulimba.
Use their language to speak deceitfulness, even with their lips.
They
go back to their home country, and they feed and they
are
well off, and they have no wars at all. The wars God is to take them away all, which had been on Israel still, in the flesh.
If humble
and hearken to his voice like today.
Zephaniah esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'14.
Zephaniah 3 verse 14.
Yimba ayo omuwala wa Sayuni, yogerera waggulu ayo Isirayiri, sanyuka ojaguze n'omutima gwonna ayo omuwala wa Yerusalemi. Olunyo olw'15. Mukama ajewe emisango gyo.
Mukama abajeeko emisango.
God has taken cases from them.
Yes, you
was praise you. Jesus much.
Bwoba tunuulidde Zephaniah.
If you look to Zephaniah.
Esuni yokusatu.
Chapter 3.
Nyule 15.
15.
Wava kule 14 agamba bayimbe basanyuke.
Let them sing rejoice.
Kubanga Mukama abajeeko emisango gye bamusobya.
Taken away the cases they transgressed against him.
Yabanenya Matayo 23.
Rebuked him Matthew 23. 37.
Paka 39.
39.
Ejo kutta banabbi.
Killing prophets.
Bakubanga abatumiddwa gye bali.
Stoned them, sent to them.
Era naye ne bamubonyabonya nga ze.
Afflicted him when he came. And they rejected him.
Ne yali abalekedde ennyumba nga
kifuna. He had left them their houses.
Naye nga leero buno obunnabbi butuukirira.
Prophecies
fulfilled. Abasonyi abajeeko emisango.
Forgiven them, taken their cases from them.
Ebiro ebyokudda.
Seasons of coming
back. Salvation
is this.
Zephaniah esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'14.
Zephaniah 3:14.
Yimba ayo muwala wa Sayuni, yogerera waggulu ayi Isirayiri, sanyuka ojaguze n'omutima gwonna ayo muwala wa Yerusalemi. Olinyole 15. Mukama ajewe emisango gyo. Agobye omulabe wo.
Abalabe bonna abadde babeetoolodde.
All enemies who surrounded them.
Okuva leero n'ennaku
ezisigadde. Right from the day onwards. God is going to chase them from Israel.
Nabo beewuunye.
And they will be surprised.
Zephaniah esula eyokusatu olunyiriri olw'15.
Zephaniah 3:15.
Kabaka wa ti Mukama ajewe misango jo agobye omulabe wo. Kabaka wa Isirayiri, Mukama ali wakati mugwe. Tolita bubi naterwa akubiri.
Atete kigenda kudda.
It is not going to happen again.
Agobye abalabe abajewo ayingidde mu Isirayiri mubiri.
Is entered in Israel of the flesh.
Ngabo yasokedda.
As he was there before.
Ninga best yagitadde wano mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Best in Uganda part of Africa.
Ati wasinzira nakya alina agende.
And go visit Israel.
Namani yitule
shizo. After moves into the world.
Zephaniah esula eyokusatu olunyiriri olw'16.
Zephaniah 3:16.
Ku lunaku olwo Yerusalemu kirigambibwa nti totya. Ayi Sayuni, emikono gyo gireme okuddirira.
Tebaddamu kutya.
They shouldn't fear again.
Olwa babadde babeetoolodde
them as the nation of Israel.
Tekyali kutya.
There is no more fear.
Omusajja alingana bimusa bwamazotuuka.
After the man like Moses has come,
abaletedde ekitabo
ky'okujukiza. Brings them book of remembrance.
Era entalo zonna ezibadde zaalumba
Israel. All wars which attacked Israel.
Ogenda alaba nga zikomye.
You're going to see they have ended.
Ogambe omanyi mwezi oba mugoberera ebintu bino.
I don't know whether you follow the thing.
Which mind byogerwa bw'ebintu nebiba nga biri bw'ebintu
yotta. And they are just the what they have spoken.
Iro ogenda ulya ne mawulire nga
bala. Yeah, in the news they proclaim.
This nation
which attacked is with this nation they have made dialogue.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
We are
with the Spirit of the Lord.
We are
with angels of God.
What
is what they do immediately.
We
are servants of God.
We
serve together with him.
God
watches over the word of his minister. Watch over you, you will be surprised.
Zephaniah esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'16.
Zephaniah 3:16.
Ku lunaku olwo Yerusalemu kirigambibwa nti totya, ayi Sayuni, emikono gyo gireme okuddirira. Olunyiriri olw'17. Mukama Katonda wo ali wakati wo, ow'amaanyi anaalokola. Alikusanyukira n'essanyu. Aliwumulira mu kwagala kwe. Alikusanyukira ng'ayimba. Olunyiriri olw'18. Ndikuŋŋaanya abo abanakuwalira okukuŋŋaana okutukuvu. Abaali ababo. Omugugu ogwali ku kyo kyali kivume gye bali
mbambi okuyiganyizibwa kwonna
all the afflictions are passed through
yayogerako Matayo 23
spoken Matthew 23
namuga bonna abaali ababo
Israel all way of Israel
basasana kuba nalinde senyuma mwenge kifurukwa
I left your house this late
ngenda bakunga
I'm going to gather them
era nditeka we nyimbe zikuyimbira
good songs to sing for you
era ndikusanyukira
and I'll rejoice over you
ndikuagala
I will love you
olwe 18
Zephaniah yesuli yokusatu olunyiriri olwe 18
Zephaniah 3 verse 18
Ndi kunganya abo abana kuwalira okukungana okutukuvu abali ababo omugugu ogwali kucho kyali kivume jebali olinyole 19 laba mubire ebyo ndibonereza abo bonna abakubonya abonya era ndirokola omukazi awenyera ne kunganya oyo eyagobebwa era ndibafuula ettendo n'erinnya abakwatirwa abakwatira ensonyi mu nsi zonna
agambye nti agenda kuba kati abazira ku motiro
going to put them back on form
instead demo kube yomukisa
the nation will be rejoiced be blessed
na Israeli
as Israel in the flesh
Zephaniah yesule yokusatu olunyiriri olwa 20
Zephaniah 3:20
mubire ebyo ndibayingiza ne mubire ebyo ndibakunganya kubanga ndibafuula erinnya netendo mu mawanga gonna ag'omunsi zonna bwe ndikomyawo obusibe bwange mwe nti bwende komyawo busibe bwange mwe nga mulaba bwayogera mukama
kakana agenda kuba kungana
right now is going to gather them
iranga Uganda
and as Uganda
tuweredwa mulimo ogwo okubabulira ebiro n'ebisira
work of telling them season and time
n'okubayambako
and to help them
urejita bwo kyokujukisha
for the book of remembrance
obunabbi obwaragwa mbalumi esura ye 10 nayo
prophecy marked in Romans 11 25
nabiri mukaga
26
ngagamba ati
and he said that
babira abazibi bamaso
they got blind of eye
byo kukiriza mukama wa Yesu Kristo okuba omulokozi
wabo believing Jesus as their savior
mukisira mukitundu
in part
musizoni
in season
okutuuka abamamawanga bali tuukirira
till the Gentiles will be fulfilled
then oluvanyuma lwebyo
then after those
Israel
will be saved.
Ere bidiyo byatuse.
The seasons have come.
Kuzi ngatumaliriza bwetu.
As we finish like this.
Tuzeyo ko Barumi katono.
Going back to Romans briefly.
Barumi 11:25.
Romans 11:25.
Abarumi esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwa 25.
Romans 11:25.
Kubanga sagala mwe abo Luganda obutamanya kyama kino. Mulemengo okubeera abamagezi mu maaso gammwe mwekka ng'obukakanyavu bwabeera ku Bayisirayiri mu kitundu okutuusa okutuukirira kw'abamawanga lwe kulituuka olunyo lwa 26 era bwe kityo Abayisirayiri bonna balirokoka nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti muliva mu Sayuni awonya alijjawo obukya kya Katonda mu Yakobo
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo
ekyandikwa kyalambika
scripture marked
nti okutuukira kw'amawanga bekuli
marukubaawo
Isirayiri lijibwako obuzibu bw'amaaso
blindness of eyes will cease to be on Israel
okukanyavu bw'emitima
the hardness of heart
era olw'okutuukira mu mulimu ogusembayo kusemazinga
we the final work on planet earth
obulokozi buddizibwa Isirayiri n'amawanga gonna
toward to Israel and all other nations
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
kubanga munyulu abirimu omusango agamba
verse 27 he say
Abarumi esura eye 11 n'olunyiriri olwa 27
Romans 11 verse 27
Ereno yendagano yange eribbo bwendi bajjako ekibi kyabwe
bwali bajjako ekibi
when you take away their sin
ngabwatu obunabi obogedde Zephaniah
prophecy spoken in Zephaniah
esura eye 3
chapter 3
abasonyiye bibi n'ebisango
given their sins and all their judgments
Abarumi esura eye 11 olunyiriri olwa 28
Romans 11:28
Munjiri bebalabe kulwa mmwe naye mukulondebwa bagalwa kulwa bajjajja
nti munjiri babeera balabe ebbanga
liliyonna for their enemies all along
naye kulwa bajjajja
but for their forefathers
ba Ibrahim Isaka
Yakobo Abraham Isaac and Jacob
bebalondebe
yeah his elect
era bagalwa
and beloveds
Abarumi esule ye 11 olunyiriri olwa 29
Romans 11:39
kubanga ebirabo n'okuyitibwa kwa Katonda tebyejjusibwa Olinyo lwasatu kuba ngamwe edda bwe mutawulira Katonda naye kakati musaasiddwa olw'obutawulira bwabo
nti mu kiseera kiri naffe twajeemako abamawanga
rebelled all the Gentiles
naye ate mbiro bya Isirayiri bwe yaziba amaaso
is when God blinded
twakkirizibwa
we accepted
so tulemaata okubanyiigira
let's not get angered to them
tibatutawanye bbanga liri Katonda akomezaawo
bali why has he brought them back No. We too will first rebel. Their rebellion we accepted. Not that we rebelled the Gentiles, but brought them back. Just as he restored us when we rebelled initially.
Abalumi esura eye kuminemu noru nyiriri olwa satu.
Romans 11:30.
Kubanga mwe edda bwemuta uli la Katonda. Neka akati Musa asidua urobuta uli la buwabu. Asatu murumu. Bwechito naboka akati teba uli de. Uroku sasiru kwa mwe kakati. Naboba liyokeba sasiruwe. Asatu mubiri. Kubanga Katonda.
Kati uli debu lunji.
You have heard well.
But
they are not hearing. We shown mercy. For our mercy. Them too have gotten mercy. For
his
splendid mercy. God reached and said. Now of course them jealous. With the nation which is not a nation. With people not people. As promised in Deuteronomy 32:21, make them jealous with another nation. Right now, after he's given fullness of all to us, to bring secrets of the kingdom of heaven,
satisfied
that mercy given us, granting that mercy he forgives them.
Barumi esule ye kuminemu, noru nyiriri orasa tumwebili.
Romans 11:32.
Kubanga Katonda yasiba bonna mu butawulira alioka asasire bonna. Asatu musatu nti obuziba bw'obugagga obw'amagezi n'obw'okumanya kwa Katonda tomanyibwe buli emisango gye nga tegikebereka n'amakubo ge nga tegekkaanyizika. Asatu munya kubanga ani yali amanye ebirowoozo bya Mukama oba ani yali amuwadde amagezi. Asatu mutano oba niye yali asoso okumuwa ekintu era ali muddiza nate. Asatu mu mukaaga kubanga byonna biva gyali era biyita gyali era bituuka gyali ekitiibwa kibeerenga gyali emirembe gyonna.
Amen. Yes, he was
born. Praise Jesus.
So we would have not do a body.
That the prophecy is like that.
Book,
remember the nation of Israel.
In
our sixth point, that man to be like Prophet Moses.
Moses
led the children of God from Egypt to go to Canaan. Even that man is to lead the children of God in the journey of heaven. From world to go back to heaven.
Issue
is to bring the book of remembrance. As Prophet Moses brought the book of remembrance to Israelites when they were in Egypt, told them Egypt is not their homeland, but their home is in
Canaan,
the land flow with milk and honey. Even that man
meant
to bring remembrance to all nations of the world that this world is not our home, our home is in heaven. Even to bring book of remembrance to Israelites in the flesh, those scattered in the entire world, Israelites will remain in Israel.
Time,
blindness of the eye and rebellion, not believing Jesus as Savior, it is finished. Time to believe Jesus as Savior,
scatter
them from nations scattered, and to serve God,
as
they served him before in BC. What is led by Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
was beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Twagala okudda ne point yaffe
eyomusanvu. Come back with our seventh point.
Lwaki omusajja oyo alina okubanga nabbi
Musa? Why that man is to be like Prophet Moses?
Nga nabbi Musa.
As Prophet Moses.
Bwawo obunnabbi.
Gives prophecy.
Mukyamateeka 18:18 mpaka
21.
Ng'alanga okuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe.
And he proclaims the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yagamba nti Mukama alibayimusiza omusajja alinga nze.
God will raise you that man who is like me.
Era alibabuulira byonna.
And tell you all.
Mukama waffe Yesu yayogera mu Yokaana.
Jesus spoke unto John.
Nti Musa yamuwandiikako.
Moses wrote of about him.
Kale omusajja okubanga nabbi Musa.
That man to be like Prophet Moses.
Ali n'okubanga alangira okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
He too must proclaim the coming back of Jesus.
Nga nabbi Musa yalanga okuzaliwa kwe.
As Moses proclaimed his birth.
Nayo n'alangibwa alanga kudda
kwe. This proclaims his coming back.
Katulindire point eyo.
Let's wait for that point the day of tomorrow.
Mukama akuwe mukisa.
May God bless you.